All along Coney Island Avenue, the storefronts of Pakistani restaurants, barbershops, clothing stores, and community organizations are plastered with flyers seeking money and supplies for victims of the earthquake. Outside the Mackey Mosque, children stand around a collection box. They say it's been filled with cash every day since Saturday.
Are people giving a lot?
Yes. Yesterday we made $76.
Inside restaurants, steaming platters of fish, rice, and pastries are being served, but Fasil Haqqazi didn't come here to eat. Like many Muslims, he is fasting for the holy month of Ramadan. Qazi came to watch GOTV, an Urdu language network broadcasting non-stop coverage of the disaster.
We are listening to this TV and all that, and a lot of people have been killed, you know. Still the news is on, and I'm listening time and again. Let us see what's happening again.
Pakistan's green and white flag has decorated the streets of Midwood, Brooklyn since long before the earthquake. One community leader says bags of clothes and blankets began arriving at his center just hours after word of the earthquake spread. But charitable giving in the Muslim community is a delicate matter. Since September 11th, the FBI has been probing the finances of many New York mosques and Islamic charities. Ashgar Chowdhury runs the Pakistani American Federation. He says the government's constant surveillance of the Pakistani community has made people afraid to give, and local mosques and charities are struggling to raise money.
For example, if I give a check, when the check cash, they want to know what, you know, FBI, what check, where it's going, what kind of mosque is this. And on Fridays, we have a special prayer, and they have informers sitting there and listening what's going on, what the imam said, and this and that.
Knowing that Pakistani immigrants in the U.S. may be concerned about attracting the FBI's interest, the government of Pakistan has quickly set up the President's Relief Fund. Details down to the account's bank routing number have been posted on the website for Pakistan's U.S. Embassy, and word has gotten out that donating to the fund is trouble-free. Like all donors, Pakistanis here want to know where their money is going. Suhail Muzaffar says there is a real concern that the Pakistani government is not reaching remote areas where he has friends and family. He has arranged for trucks that will bear the name of his Staten Island mosque to carry blankets and water to the mountain areas most affected.
I was telling the relief agency in Pakistan that I want two trucks with a banner written on it that Masjid al-Noor in New York, and I want to see that truck on the television, so that the people who are giving me money could see those struck on the ethnic television that they're watching, that actually the relief reached there.
On Monday, Shaheen Butt hosted a fundraiser at his Manhattan restaurant. He hopes to raise $200,000 to rebuild a school in Muzaffarabad, where he says 1,500 children are missing or dead. But he, too, says information gathered by the U.S. government about gifts intimidates some Muslims.
Let's say somebody wants to give $10,000. Now he has to fill out forms, he has to go, you know, all those kind of things. And then what he does is he feels shy, and maybe he doesn't want to give as much as he wants to give otherwise.
IRS regulations require anyone who gives a gift of more than $10,000 to fill out a gift schedule disclosing who the gift was given to. People intending to get a tax break can't just give it to the charity of their choice. They must give to a nonprofit organization that has been approved by the IRS. Not only is IRS approval critical, but so is the approval of those who are administering the nation's war on terrorism. Muzaffar does not want to jeopardize anyone who contributes, so before he sends money, he'll meet with the FBI.
I want to run by the names of the agencies that we have selected to work with and ask them if their list shows them to be okay, or do they look suspicious on their list. If any one of those organizations which is actually collecting money we know it turns up on their list, we'll advise our community to be aware of that.
And a list like that exists. The U.S. government maintains a 210-page index of people and groups that Americans should not give money to. It is available online and updated frequently on the Department of the Treasury's website. But few Muslim community leaders know about it. FBI spokesman James Margolin says the Bureau is working on that.
We do a fair amount of community outreach in the Middle Eastern and Islamic communities in the New York area, and this question comes up frequently, and this is what we tell people, that, you know, bottom line, they ought to do for their own protection due diligence to determine that their money is in fact going for the purpose that they intended to go for, and that we recommend that people check Department of Treasury website for the list of known terrorist financing organizations.
Margolin adds that if a fund is investigated and found to be a source for terrorists, unless it can be proved that donors knew this, they will not be found criminally liable. But most likely they will be questioned, and being questioned is something that some members of the Pakistani community are afraid of. For WNYC, I'm Colin Campbell.